We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you had a great week. We open up here on with a very interesting guest and author with quite a remarkable story. His name is Sir Adolphus Ekejuba, but I'm going to spell it A-K-E-J-I-U-B-A. He is the author of Love Stigma, the Outcast System, the Outcast System Elimination Project. It's published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Before I ask you, Sir Adolphus, I'll call you Adolphus, what the book is about, just give me a very brief synopsis of your background.
Yeah, okay. I am a Nigerian, an Igbo from the Igbo tribe. I read science and I worked as a geologist for Shell Oil Company. I have an interest in the happenings in the communities, and we have social problems that I think do not fit in today's world. And so that's why I've come to work on this project.
All right, so what is it? What does the outcast system mean?
Yeah, in my place, the outcast system is a social segregation whereby some people are classed as lower class and as such do not mingle with the rest of the society. These people are being punished, being segregated, being stigmatized. They are not allowed to intermarry with the other part of the society. These things are things created in ignorance in the past. And by what we know today, these things shouldn't continue to exist. And that's what I've come to throw light upon, so that it can be eliminated.
Where does this exist? I mean, we've seen it in we've seen suppression of blacks in this country, busing, segregation, not common use of water fountains. We've seen the apartheid in Africa. Is this existing all over the world? Is the outcast system that you're focusing on more prominent to talk about?
Prominently, it exists in eastern Nigeria, in West Africa, and in India. And then there are other forms of it in many other countries around Africa and Asia. But Nigeria and India are the most prominent areas where it exists.
It's part of, you know, unfortunately, it's part of a horrific situation we all have to deal with. Has there been any attempt to exterminate it? Has anybody come up with that thought, or is this so political, and we live in such a world filled with corruption, that it's not likely to happen?
Yeah, okay. In the past, the government has really passed a law banning it. Also, the churches have preached against it. But the issue is, because this system does not affect anybody, everybody, those who are not affected are unfortunately in far larger number than those affected. And for that, they are not willing to give it up. So whatever effort the government has done in the past has not yielded the expected result. And that's why I have come with this other means of explaining what is involved, what the outcast system is and what it is not, and why it should cease to exist.
All right. It's with the relationships, intermarriage. I mean, it goes across all phases here of our society. What makes you think you can succeed where others have either not attempted or failed?
Yeah, why I think I can succeed is there's a greater enlightenment today. People now should be able to understand the differences between what is on today and what was on in the past. Our forefathers worked based on what they know, the limited knowledge they have. They didn't know the science behind the human being. That I have explained using my science background. And I have enough reason to convince people with incontrovertible proof that all human beings are one.
What are your biggest challenges, the biggest obstacles you will be confronting, and what is your plan to deal with them?
Yeah, okay. The biggest challenge I have is to get people to abandon a practice that's been on for centuries. And my approach is presenting topics one by one and explaining in detail why the previously held positions do not agree, are not compatible with today. For instance, I have used the issue of blood donation to prove that all human beings are one, because the outcast can donate blood to the freeborn, and vice versa.
And how is this accentuated interest? You know, it's interesting. If you're a member of a group that excludes another group, you don't want anything. You don't want their inferior blood. That they'll take, won't they?
Yeah, but it has happened in practice. That's the good thing about it. It has happened in practice. People go to blood bank to take blood. They don't know who donated it. And we know that both freeborns and outcasts donate blood into the common blood bank. We have known physical cases of an outcast donating blood that saved a freeborn. So this is something you cannot disprove. And therefore, there's no basis to continue to discriminate against these people. And one important thing, two siblings who are not of the same blood group cannot donate blood to save themselves. And if an outcast can donate blood to save a freeborn, then my question has always been, who is the freeborn more related with, to his sibling or to the outcast? And if this relationship is that simple, then why do we discriminate?
Yeah, you really make some salient points here. You're a humanitarian. You're dedicated to improving the lot of men. You have a foundation, Adolphus. Can you briefly tell us about it?
Yes, okay. Initially, I formed the Adolphus Ekejuba Foundation. Because in my area, there used to be this restiveness among the youth. There's the unemployment. There's issue of contracting disease. And that's what we want to work about. And also, the issue of education. Out of poverty, many children could not go to school. And we work on a way of facilitating children going to school, helping to pay school fees, helping to encourage them, guiding them on the right courses to choose and the way to go about life. We help poor people to do business in the little ways we can.
The book is Love and Stigma, The Outcast System, The Outcast System Elimination Project. Whom is this book intended for?
Yeah, actually, it's intended for everybody who likes to know the social settings in these areas, like Nigeria and India. And in particular, we focus on the youth, the young adults, because they are the ones that are really facing the problem, the challenge today. Because we have cases of young adults who want to get married, but because of the actual system, there's a stumbling block. Their parents are standing on the way. So if there is a proper explanation and a proper understanding, these obstacles will no longer exist. So we focus on the children and the young adults. And, of course, for everybody, so that if the parents understand, then everybody should be in the same line of thinking, and everything should work smoothly.
Adolphus, have you received any reaction from either India or Nigeria from your book?
Yes, I have not received from India because my book has not got, I've not physically taken my book there yet. But from Nigeria, I've received very good commendation. The Archbishop of Owerri in Nigeria has written the foreword and commended it and called it a noble service. The very many other people have really commended the book. I've made presentations in the churches. I've made presentations in organizations and to schools. And it is very well received. And that is my joy. Because the way I see it, it may not happen overnight. But with time, I have every hope it will succeed.
All right. You got about 15, 20 seconds. Do you have a concluding remark you'd like to make?
Yes. What I would say is people should keep away old prejudices and open up their mind and look at it from the new angle so that things can change. Let us quote Albert Einstein. No problem can be solved from the same position of consciousness that created it. And therefore, we must look at it from another angle to be able to see what was wrong in what our forefathers did. We cannot continue to live with the mistakes of our forefathers.
All right, well said. The book about it's a case of true love destroyed by the outcast stigma, which itself in Sir Adolphus Ekajuba's research was later proved to be a practice in ignorance that should be abandoned. And again, get a copy of it, The Outcast System, published by Ex Libra. Adolphus, thanks so much. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. It's been a pleasure to have you on, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to meet you.
All right. We'll break and come back and talk about our own politics after these messages.
Okay.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Eric Langshore and Nate Kemp. I'll make that Nate Klemp. The book is Start Over, a groundbreaking science-based program for emotional fitness. Master the lifelong habit of well-being. And they will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. You know, I keep saying every day I'm just going to let this stuff roll off me every single day, and I can't do it. I was in New York over the weekend, and as I do go at least once a month to give a talk, I just had to turn one down, very rare in Oklahoma City, the end of the month. But you know, the interesting part of that is you're brought in by a company. Lovely accommodations, wonderful meals, a chance to address a huge audience, and you're away from politics. And I just noticed how much more relaxed I was. And then I get back here and I find out one of the first things I find out is that the New York Times, it's amazing they're still in business. They're losing a fortune. I hope they stick around until they go broke. They come out with a story on Donald Trump and his Donald Trump and his womanizing. Now, he's made no secret of the fact. He's made no secret of the fact he had extramarital affairs. And since he wasn't in the public eye as a politician affecting the well-being of this country, I mean, I don't endorse it. But I really don't care because I'm not the world's policeman or the world's minister. I'm not telling other people how to live, but I am making my own decisions based upon their behavior in politics. Now, you want to get into it, and again, this is just reportedly the truth. I only abstract this from information that I get. You know, that sexual predator, Jeffrey Epstein, that billionaire, that Clinton, they found out now that he's buddy, but really close friends with him, and he's been on his private plane many times to Jeffrey's private island where they seduce young sex slaves. I mean, that's basically what it is, young girls. And Clinton has been there more often than not. He also reportedly has a penthouse in Washington. Hillary has been part of this. That's why this becomes an issue. And they're partners in crime. They always have been. They are two flat-out evil people. So since Bill Clinton has injected himself into this conversation, I don't consider it off-bounds for me to do it. So reportedly during the conversation, Jeffrey Epstein happened to mention Wilt Chamberlain, who wrote a book on having 20,000 women. I don't doubt the overall analysis if you start doing your math. It's possible. And then Clinton admitted that he's had 2,000 women. And a lot of these, well, and don't forget, he was governor of Arkansas, what, 25 years ago? So he's had 2,000 women. It's like baseball. You want to get 3,000 hits, you're going to have to play 20 years. So Clinton was reportedly a little disappointed that he only had 10% of what Wilt Chamberlain had. And now there are additional women coming out against Bill Clinton. And virtually all of them are saying that the enabler, Hillary Clinton, is the equivalent. I'll use the word from one of them, a very highly respected woman. I don't have her name in front of me. Who said that she is practicing the equivalence of terrorism. And all you have to do is look at the definition of terrorism. The reason more women aren't coming out, and I think 17 have, is that they're petrified of what will happen, the recourse. And I understand that. I absolutely believe it. I absolutely believe it. If people are afraid of the recourse of their actions, then doesn't that part explain? I hope it's not true, but I think it is. Why there hasn't been an indictment of Hillary Clinton on this email scandal. She should be locked up behind bars for, I don't know, 20 years right now. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And I've gone through this many times, so I won't go through the scenario. I don't know what James Comey, the head of the FBI, can do, but I can tell you that whatever he does will be overturned by Loretta Lynch. Slam duck, 100%. I bet every penny on it. So what does the New York Times do? This is a fight I don't think Hillary Clinton wants to get into with Donald Trump. And when I say the New York Times report, do you think the New York Times supports Trump or Hillary? Report comes out about two things in particular. One, that 21-year-old contestant in one of Trump's beauty pageants, he kissed her on the lips when he greeted her. Now, I think it's in a, listen, I don't think it's appropriate. You know, I don't kiss women or friends on the lips. I give them a little peck on the cheek, and that's about it. So what? But sometimes, a woman will come up to a man and it's happened and she'll kiss him on the lips. Thinking of a couple in particular, and I'm thinking one at a brunch I had in New York. I won't mention the woman's name. She has been a guest on this show many times. It was innocent. And my wife was sitting with us. It's meaningless. You just say some things may be in poor taste. Then in another incident, Donald Trump wanted one of his contestants to try on a bathing suit. Not to strip in front of him, but to just put it on and come out. Oh, should he be lynched or executed? Is this the best these pathetic people from the White House can come up with? I say the White House. The story's written by the New York Times. Journalists are pathetic. Ask Ben Rhodes, the security guy for Obama, who's got a cast of nobodies, academic nobodies. And Ben Rhodes comes right out and lies. And apparently Susan Rice followed up on that about how dumb the, I'm paraphrasing this, how dumb the journalists are and how they knew that Iran was not the country to negotiate this agreement with, and they suck it in everybody. If Trump were guilty like Romney, and Romney morally is a much finer person than Trump, although I dislike Romney now for what he did during the election and what he's subsequently done with Trump. Don't you think an investigation would have uncovered something? And I don't care what Trump's tax returns are. Flat out, I don't care. Take a look at the earnings that Hillary made partially by selling 20% of the uranium company to Russia. That's just a speck of the information. Talk about John Kerry not paying as little as he can on taxes. And Trump came out. He's paying as little as he can on taxes. It's legal. What the hell's wrong with that? Nothing. Wake up out there. Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? 100% Donald Trump. Larry. We're going to talk about health, physical and emotional health, right after these messages.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
All right, we got a book for everyone. Everyone. Take care of your physical health, your mental health, and remember one of the things that I always say is an alert mind needs a body fit to work in. Having said that, which is not directly related to this book, but I think it certainly should be considered, is joining us is Eric Langshur, L-A-N-G-S-H-U-R. He's a corporate executive and entrepreneur and the founder of Abundant Venture Partners. Also joining us, Nate Klemp. He's a PhD, Stanford, Harvard, and Princeton trained former philosophy professor and an expert in understanding how the tools of ancient and modern wisdom can be used to improve individual well-being. Interesting. They have both worked together to be the founders of Life Cross Training, and we'll find out what that's all about in just a moment here. The name of the book is Start Here, Master the Lifelong Habit of Well-Being. This is a groundbreaking science-based program for emotional fitness. Who can't use that? And it's published by North Star Way. Gentlemen, welcome. Eric, Nate, it's indeed a pleasure to have you with us.
Hello, it's very nice to be with you. Pleasure to be here, Stu.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm going to throw these questions to both of you, and I'll let you guys decide which one of you will answer the question. The name of the book is Start Here, so I'm going to start here by saying we've seen so many books on mental health, on physical health, so many alternative forms of medicine that are healing power, herbs, yoga, meditation. And is it true that the medical establishment is now more and more becoming receptive to incorporating, quote, what was once unconventional ways of traditional health improvement into our everyday lives more and more? Would you say that's true?
We'd absolutely agree with that. What the scientific community would say is that we now know that well-being is a skill that can be trained. We know how to do it. We know that the brain is neuroplastic, which is to say, our brains are malleable, they're plastic, they're not fixed and rigid, and that we can train our brains just as we do a bicep curls and push-ups to train our muscles. We can do practices to train our brain to really change our experience of being alive, and you know, all of which could lead to well-being, happiness, a greater focus, productivity, and peace.
All right, and I couldn't agree with you more. For example, voice therapy, voice training, although it's not the brain, people think that, if you just either accept it the way it is, it's a muscle. You got to build, you can build a muscle. So there are exercises for everything, including the brain. And as you answer each of these questions, gentlemen, just identify either by saying Eric or Nate who's answering the question. So I'm going to throw this one to Nate. And say, what's different in this book than other books of similar content?
Yeah, great question. So this is Nate, obviously. Eric and I got into this, and we read just about every self-improvement book we could get our hands on, everything on the Oprah list. And, got a lot of really interesting ideas, found a lot of interesting insights. But one of the things we found is that there was this idea that happiness is something that happens in an instant. You read a book, you go on a weekend retreat, and boom, you're done. And one of the things we learned, both through our own personal experience, but also through the research on neuroscience, is that this is something that requires habit change. It's not something that happens overnight. And So to get back to Eric's point earlier, it's really a skill that can be trained. It's like learning to play the piano or any other skill. So what it requires is daily practice and this kind of everyday work of habit change. And so really what the book is about is it's a program for learning how to change your habits, both of the mind and the body, in the most efficient way possible. So, you know, there are practices that require a little bit of time, but then also practices you can integrate into your everyday life. So, you know, things you can do while you're leaving to go to work, while you're taking a shower in the morning, you know, while you're just about to eat dinner. The idea is that we can really integrate this process of habit change into our everyday life.
All right. Well, I want to go back to the stress level we deal with in life, and so much of it is personality directed. I won't even use these examples. I'll just throw it open by saying stress. If you want to reduce the stress level in your life, it's great. But isn't stress a little like HDL versus LDL? You know, the good cholesterol versus the bad cholesterol. It doesn't mean it's all bad. There's positive stress, which is beneficial to people. And you don't want to lose that.
Yeah, Eric? This is Eric. Yeah, that's just exactly right. And we experience, right? We learn how certain stress can help us become more productive, can help you motivate us really to act. But then there's the fine line between stress and distress. And distress is where, you know, these habits of mind, our behavior starts to not serve us. And so in Start Here and in the Life Cross Training Program, we talk a lot about the imperative, the need to bring life into balance. And we define the balance as the balance between being and doing. So being is to be present, to be in the present moment. There's a lot of talk about presence and mindfulness and being in the now, out in the sort of the world of philosophy and self-help. But at the same time, we live in and among the world of doing. We have jobs. We need to make a living. We've got to, serve our families. And it's about bringing the balance to the two so that we're not completely, living in the world of distress and just on the treadmill of working, so that we can bring the balance of being, put some human being back into our human doingness. And at the same time, we don't have the luxury of checking out, becoming surfer bums and going off to a cave to meditate all the time. So we think about that essential balance of being and doing and how to achieve it. And we really unpack the how with lots of tips and helpful advice throughout the book.
Let me go. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I think I'll address this one to Nate Klimp. Nate, the research you've done is extensive. It's not like math, physics, chemistry, where it's quantitative, it's empirical. We're not dealing with a pure quantitative science. How do you validate your results and justify the conclusions you come to?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, the research we cite throughout the book comes from a lot of different sources. Some of it's from studies in positive psychology, some of it's from neuroscience. And one of the great things about the neuroscience research that's happened over the last 20, 30 years, particularly the research led by Richard Davidson, who actually wrote the foreword to Start Here, is that we're actually finding that we can see the changes that are occurring in the brain as a result of these practices. So, Davidson, for example, did a study where he had people who had never meditated before meditate for 8 weeks. And one of the things they found at the end of the study is that not only did people report being less anxious and less stressed, but they could look at the brains of participants when they did an fMRI scan before and after, and they could see changes in the brain. So in particular, they could see a shift in activity toward the left side of the prefrontal cortex, which corresponds to greater levels of happiness and well-being. So, for us, that's the really exciting thing here, is that this is no longer just a kind of qualitative conclusion, where people report feeling better. We can actually look at the brain science and see that these practices change the very structure of the brain. I think it's really exciting.
I don't know who the exercise expert is on which exercises you can use. Either Eric or Nate, just jump in here. What can you give us some specific exercises?
Sure. This is Eric. There are 9 practices in the program of Life Boss Training, and we divide them between foundational training practices, the being practices, and the doing practices. On the foundational training, we talk about the practice of meditation that Nate was just referring to. We talk about movement. You don't need us to tell you that exercise is good for you, but we really unpack how much exercise and how to think about building movement into your life. And we get into the science of habit change. We now know, we know the neuroscience of developing.
All right, let me pick this up with you, Eric, after a break, and then we'll jump back to Nate about just a few exercises in brief that people can utilize. The name of the book is Start Here by Eric Langshore and Nate Klemp. We'll be back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys. We're ready for our 4-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her 4 Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is George Will. I've just had the pleasure and sheer fun of an interview with Stu Taylor. Hope you'll listen.
All right, before we get back with, to our esteemed guests, I do want to mention, because I've been getting emails, that there was one interview that Jim Cook, the founder of Samuel Adams Beer, had to cancel. He had a flight, and then I had to cancel another one because a speaking engagement came up. So I have been getting emails, when is Jim Cook coming on? He'll be joining us Thursday morning at the opening of the show, so I look forward to that interview. And Wednesday, from Blue Prairie Group in Chicago, wealth management advisor Carla Taylor will be joining us. I'll give you the rest of the schedule later on, but right now I want to get back to our esteemed guests, Nate Klemp and Eric Langshore. The name of the book is Start Here, a groundbreaking science-based program for emotional fitness, Master the Lifelong Habit of Well-Being, and it's published by North Star Way. Eric, I want to just jump back to you, and maybe you could just give a synopsis here. Obviously, you don't have time for too much detail. A few of the exercises people can practice.
Sure. What we've done with Start Here is, and the whole life cross-training program is take these big ideas from ancient wisdom, summarize them into a program, gone and validated all of the ideas by the scientific community, positive psychology and neuroscience, and then translated it into daily practices that can be integrated into the living of our lives. So this is not a program that requires you to, you know, to take hours out of your day and go to the beach or become a dedicated meditator. These are practices that we integrate into our lives at home and our lives at work. We're really excited about this idea of increasing productivity, reducing stress, reducing healthcare spend, with, you know, all of the benefits that come with this idea of well-being. So they're simple, you know, they're simple practices. When we take a shower in the morning, to be mindful, it's one of the last places that we have where we're not on a device, or we're not assaulted with sort of the external world kind of clawing at us. So just, you know, to use it as a moment to practice presence, to be aware that you're showering. Similarly with brushing your teeth. At work, we have all sorts of, you know, wonderful team building practices like gratitude, you know, to express gratitude in meetings in a safe way, to begin and end meetings with just a moment where people can get organized and be centered. Not just organizing their work, but organizing their own, you know, their own state of being, their own mind. So, you know, on and on, and throughout the book and throughout the program, we pay really close attention to this idea that well-being can be and unpacking really useful tips to help people do it.
All right. I also want to say congratulations to both of you gentlemen. Start Here. The book was just recently published the beginning, the middle of May, and it's already number 10 on the New York Times bestsellers list. And trust me, being published and I never got there, I know the achievement. So congratulations. That's really quite something. I happened to notice that this morning before you gentlemen joined me.
Thank you, Stu.
I'll go to Nate with this one. You know, in terms of a correlation here between increasing productivity and reducing anxiety, here's right. I kind of wonder. I don't have all that much anxiety right now, except about the next meal. But is there an inverse relationship, a direct relationship between anxiety and productivity? When I had more anxiety, I noticed, or at least I believe my productivity was increased. Nate?
Interesting. Yeah, I think, you know, there are ways in which fear and anxiety can be incredible motivators. My answer here is similar to what Eric said about stress, right? There's a certain level of stress that can be really helpful. And I think the same is true with anxiety. There's a certain level that can be, you know, very motivating and can kind of, you know, keep you pushing and working hard. And then there's a tipping point where anxiety can become crippling and can really take away from focus. There's actually an interesting study done at Harvard in 2010 where they looked at the amount of time that people spend mind wandering each day. So in other words, where you're just kind of wandering through random thoughts about the future or the past. And that's really what anxiety is. If you think about it, it's kind of future-oriented mind wandering where you're thinking about these kind of worst-case scenarios of what could happen. And what they found in the study is that the average person spends about 47% of the day in that state of mind wandering. And the really interesting thing they found is that mind wandering is correlated with unhappiness. You know, that the more your mind is sort of stewing on these future worst-case scenarios, the less happy you tend to be. And I think the same is true of focus, right? If you think about the ability to focus on the task at hand, which is what we call engagement in the book Start Here, that's really all about being able to shift your mind away from this wandering state and to whatever's the task is at hand.
Yeah, but Eric, take the case of someone with ADD. I may have ADD, and my mind wanders, and I'm always having this debate with my wife about how I can do many things at the same time. Best example is I did professional boxing broadcasting, which requires a lot of different components. It was easy for me. It's difficult for many people. So the question is, I mean, that doesn't that kind of contradict what you're saying, because with ADD, let's use people in general, that they may not be as focused as others, and yet their production level is higher. Do you negate that?
We do. In fact, so does the scientific community, that you know, we know that this idea of multitasking is really a fallacy, that the mind and the brain can really only focus on one thing at a time. And in fact, when we're multitasking, we're not really multitasking.
Oh, right, one thing, right. And, it's, and you then, go from one millisecond back, to the right. next. I know that.
That's right. So imagine any task that really requires, you know, effort and increased thought and attention. When, you know, when we're able to bring that focus, we can actually accomplish things more quickly with a much higher quality product. I mean, these are skills that we know matter in the workplace.
Well, you know, it's interesting because bringing that up to my wife, she said, Stu, you can do a lot of things at once. I can do, and she's brilliant. I do one thing and focus on it, but I get it right. Okay, so perhaps we'll yield. I don't know if we have, oh my goodness, I don't even know if we have time for a quick closing comment from both of you. So why doesn't one of you, well, you know, I guess we don't. See, I wasn't focused enough or I would have planned this out. Stay on
well,
for a
great,
moment after the interview.
But
I want
you.
To thank both of you for brightening up the hour. Eric Langshore and Nate Klemp, Master. Again, this is Mastering the Lifelong Habit of Well-Being. The name of the book is Start Over. It's been a pleasure. This is Stu Taylor. Over and out.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.